is Full Service Radio, AM 830, WCRN, Worcester Metro West.
News. I'm Frank Motek. Duke Energy says the lights are expected to be back on tonight in Moore County, North Carolina, after two power stations were damaged by gunfire last weekend, leaving thousands of people without electricity. Meanwhile, the search continues for those responsible for the damage.
Whoever the perpetrator is, I can assure you, I hope they turn the power off in the cell they put you on.
That's Moore County Commissioner Nick Paserno. Afghanistan has conducted its first public execution since the Taliban retook power last year.
Hundreds of spectators gathered in western Farah province. They were there to watch a father fire three shots from an assault rifle into the man who killed his son 5 years ago.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. A dramatic change in policy in China. Following public protests, the government there rolling back rules on isolating people with COVID. America is listening to Fox News.
Those things we most cherish are all put at risk through the improper disposal of mercury in everyday items. Fluorescent lamps, thermometers, thermostats all contain mercury. Mercury Recovery Program is designed to assist your community in the safe disposal of this heavy metal. For more information about where to dispose of these products, contact your local Board of Health, Department of Public Works, or visit our website at keepmercuryfromrising.org. Working together, we can keep our environment safe.
Attention all contractors. The Massachusetts Mercury Management Act makes it illegal to improperly dispose of old thermostats in the trash. They contain mercury that can be harmful to human health and the environment. Building and HVAC contractors, plumbers, and electricians, please properly dispose of all mercury thermostats. Contact your local health or public works department for information on where to safely dispose of thermostats in your community. Visit online. Keep Mercury from Rising. .org for details.
Brought to you by Win Waste Innovations. Performance for the planet.
Dr. Satya Mitra has journeyed from a childhood of poverty and homelessness to a successful career as a financial advisor, motivational speaker, and community leader. Now inspired by his guru, he uses his experiences to positively affect the lives of underprivileged people. We strive to house our blindness, poverty, homelessness, female empowerment, and good citizenship initiatives within the Joy Guru Humanitarian Center. If you wish to contribute or know of deserving persons or initiatives that could use our assistance, please contact us at 508-641-8441.
93% of adults listen to the radio each week. Of those exposed to radio ads, over half made a purchase. Despite how often the media reports on newer forms of advertising, it is, in fact, free broadcast radio that most effectively reaches and truly influences customers. Radio allows you to place your company's message directly to the radio audience for 30 or 60 seconds, and it's a gold mine. Radio advertisements are more memorable compared to written and visual ads. It's just this simple. Sound is stored more effectively inside memories. Reach over 90% of this market's potential customers with your radio message on WCRN Full Service Radio. Call station manager Chris Thompson at 508-870-5803 extension 222 or visit WCRNradio.com.
Join Pastor Albert Pendarvis for the Old Trailblazer broadcast as he rides out on Old Dan, blazing a path through the hearts of sinners. This 15-minute program, heard on hundreds of stations across the globe, shares the old-fashioned gospel in a unique and dynamic way. The Old Trailblazer broadcast, Monday through Friday on this station.
Tune in every weekday at 5:30 a.m. on WCRN AM 830.
The following program is sponsored by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
Keeping you healthy from coast to coast, this is the Frankie Boyer Show.
Frankie Boyer Show.
There's some very strange people practicing medicine these days.
This is the Frankie Boyer Show.
It's medically impossible.
Your voice for healthy living.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And I want you all to know this is going to be a really important, powerful show. And two great guests today. We're kicking things off with Susan Gibson. Susan Gibson has won multiple awards for her work helping people regain their lives and confidence through improved memory and brain health. And We're going to talk to Susan about her mother, because it's important for us to talk a little bit about it. But Susan has been able to apply her pharmacy degree, her Harvard MBA and functional nutrition certificate, and 30 years of experience developing new health care products. And she educates people. And Susan, your mother's story is a very, very powerful story, but one that we all need to hear as we get older, because our brains, you know, we keep talking about how powerful it is to keep the brain on top of its game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So go back and tell us a little bit about your mother and what concerns you and what you created.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for having me, Frankie. I was always very close to my mother. She's the person I called whenever I had anything going on in my life. And so that just accentuated the pain when she only had moderate memory loss. When we were alone together, she would look at me and say, "Who are you?" I'd say, "Well, I'm your daughter." And she'd say, "Is everybody going to show up and say they're my kid too?" She didn't remember anything about me.
Devastating. How devastating.
And it repeated every single time I saw her. She would fake it when other people were around, but if we were alone, that same conversation would repeat. And so you've probably known people with memory loss. Most people have. It's terrible. She couldn't be left alone for a second. She would panic if my dad was in the other room and she couldn't see him. She'd turn the microwave on for 400 minutes. I mean, it's an easy mistake to make. I mean, she was a danger to herself and others from just a moderate memory loss stage. So I'm like, I'm in the industry. There must be something that can be done here. And I looked for solutions, and it was very disappointing because there were not many solutions or anyone offering much hope at the time. So I actually quit my job, since I had over 30 years of developing new healthcare products, and I actually prayed that God would help me find a solution to memory loss, because we need one. I'm the tail end of the baby boomer generation, and like, how are there even going to be enough people to take care of all of us when we get older? So I started the same way that I had I quit my job and did the same things I'd done in my 30-year career. I went to all the medical conferences and talked to the experts and read all the scientific literature and discovered, oh my gosh, they've known for a while that there are things that you can do that have quite a bit of scientific evidence that they improve memory and help prevent dementia. And there's even now hundreds of cases of people who have significant memory loss and dementia who've been able to go back to work and back to functional lives. So it's now my passion to ensure that other people don't go through what I and my family did. So I teach people about the natural, healthy things you can do to improve your memory. And fortunately, all of the things that have science to show that they improve your memory help all the other aspects of your health as well.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about some of the risks, because there are many risks that are, and you say avoid sugar. Obviously, that's one of the biggest culprits. The sugar story is such a big piece of this story.
Yes. Yes. In fact, in the scientific literature, they call Alzheimer's diabetes 3, or diabetes of the brain. So the brain is only 2% of your total body weight, but it uses more than 20% of your nutrients. So anything that you're eating is really impacting your brain. And yes, you're right. High blood sugar is a risk. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of common conditions that put your brain at risk for dementia. And anyone like myself that has a family history of dementia is 5 times more likely to get dementia than someone that doesn't. And there's not a lot that you can do about your genes or your family history, but most of the risk factors, there's a lot you can do about it. And obesity actually increased your risk 5 times over someone who is not obese. Depression, a history of depression or having depression increases your risk 4 times. Cardiovascular disease increases it 3 times. Sleep apnea, very common, is more than 2 times increased. Diabetes, high blood pressure, insufficient sleep, all more than double your risk of getting dementia. And these are not like small increases. In many disease states, we're used to, oh, well, this increases your risk 10% and this increases it 20%. These are multiple, means 5 times more likely to get it. That means it's important to start now and pay attention. And in fact, the pathology that leads to memory loss and eventually dementia, I mean, dementia is just a severe form of memory loss. So you got to go through memory loss to get to it. But the pathology, the changes in the brain start 10 to 40 years before our first memory loss symptom. So in our 40s and earlier, we're losing neurons. Our brain is actually shrinking in size. We're getting these plaques on our neurons. But the important thing to take away from that is at the point in time that we start noticing some memory slips, we're already really far progressed in this cascade of events. So it should be this huge waving red flag. Do something, do something. It's already late. But because most of us don't have any idea what to do, most people don't take action then or even later. But there are tons of things that you can do. And actually, memory loss is primarily under our control if you just know what to do.
I think it's important to talk about how we can be proactive, because this is such an important conversation. And as you said, we are not sitting ducks. There's a lot that we can do. But you say 4 simple lifestyle changes can maximize your memory and reduce the risk of dementia.
Yes. Yes. So one of the most important things is just to move more from wherever it is you're doing now, getting exercise. There are tons and tons of publications showing how powerful exercise is. It actually brings blood flow to the brain. It brings oxygen to the brain. You grow new neurons when you're exercising. And there's even data showing that it can increase the size of your brain, which is one of the obvious. Yeah, amazing. And it doesn't have to be a ton of exercise. We're not talking about running a marathon here. One study showed that a 30-minute brisk walk 3 times a week or more reduced the risk of dementia.
Wow, that's awesome.
46%. Yeah,
yeah,
cut it in half.
That is
and
awesome.
That's very doable. That's very doable. Another study showed that 10-minute walks, so they split, in the study, they split people into how much, different groups by how much they were exercising. And even those that did 10-minute walks had 10% less risk of dementia than those that weren't doing the 10-minute walks. And this is, the more you do, the better, although you want to work into it slowly. But just getting yourself moving, standing up and taking breaks, anything you can do to move more, that has probably the biggest impact on your memory and cognitive performance of anything you can do. So start a walking group and get out with your buddies and be social.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and,
perfect.
Yeah, and you mentioned already the second recommendation, which is to avoid sugar. sugar is actually toxic to our brains. I think you've talked about this on your show, but
all the time.
Eating sugar damages our neurons, and it causes inflammation, which is, this is the terrain in which the memory loss develops, is that inflammation. And
when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about some of your favorite supplements to take, including DHA, pine bark extract, lion's mane, mushroom, ginkgo, so much more to talk about with our guest today. She is absolutely spot on. Susan Gibson, give us the best website.
Yes, vivalor.com, VIVOLOR.com has some more information and some awesome supplement information.
Great. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll tell you what that is. We'll talk a lot about supplements and what we should be doing every single day. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. Stay tuned.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and also like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health grant showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Listening to the Frankie Boyer Show. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. And Susan Gibson, welcome back. You have been researching the brain and dementia for a very long time. And I mentioned a couple of the things, but you have put together a spectacular product, but what do we really, what does the brain really need to stay on top? No sugar, avoid sugar, movement is critical. Tell us what other kinds of things that we should be doing and consuming.
Yeah, so really the top four recommendations are getting that movement and exercise, avoiding sugar, addressing the risks. We talked a minute ago about how these other chronic diseases really increase your risk. Of course, one of the ways to address those risks is doing the first two recommendations, moving more and avoiding sugar. And the other thing is taking supplements that have evidence that they help improve cognitive function. And those having success improving memory are all doing these lifestyle changes and supplements. There's a number of additional lifestyle changes that are worth employing. We're only covering a couple of them here, but the brain is really complicated. And so there's lots of different things that are important to do. But supplements have made a big difference here. There's now published prospective studies with taking supplements and changing lifestyle that that are huge. So one excellent supplement is bacopa. It's an Indian herb that it has a ton of data supporting it. So some people say, well, is there data behind supplements? So this one supplement alone has 289 studies, 9 placebo-controlled, double-blind, randomized human studies. So just as a comparison, these are the highest level of evidence, and this is what's needed in the pharmaceutical space. You have to have at least 2 of these placebo-controlled, double-blind, randomized studies, and there's 9 of them on Bacopa Munieri. And it shows improvements in a number of different aspects of cognition, your memory, processing speed. Who doesn't want to be able to think faster? It's even shown improvements in learning and intelligence. Who doesn't want to be smarter?
And right.
Curcumin, you probably know about curcumin. It's a very well-known
turmeric. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes, from the turmeric root. Yes. And there's studies showing that it improves mood and attention and alertness and even accuracy, doing math and doing various problems. And it also helps prevent the degeneration of the neurons and helps you to grow new neurons. And a DHA, many people are familiar with DHA. It's an omega-3. It's a fish oil. And actually, DHA is naturally occurring in your brain. It's the largest naturally occurring part of your brain. But after age 20, we start losing, our levels start dropping, and we can't make any more. So you have to consume it. And consuming food is usually a great way to get your supplements, but a lot of our fish supply has mercury in it. So there's some studies that even show dose-related benefits with DHA. The higher the blood levels, the better people did on cognitive tests. So DHA is powerful. And pine bark
extract. Very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have a wonderful doctor who would talk about pine bark and the power of the pine bark. And we don't even have a clue in this country quite yet. We're not really informed on how powerful pine bark is, in my opinion. And Native Americans have been using it forever.
Yes. Yes, a lot.
When they got attacked by a bear, they would sit under the pine tree.
Yeah. Pine bark has shown improvements in 15 different aspects of cognition. I mean, just remarkable. Every different aspect that was tested, they all showed improvements. Yeah, pine bark's amazing. I mean, a lot of these have been known for years. Like lion's mane mushroom, been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, and it also helps with growing new nerves and repairing nerves, and again, a number of different aspects of cognition that were improved in the studies. So, taking these supplements is hugely important, and some experts have said that like 90% of people are deficient in DHA, and your brain can't really work without that DHA. So it's important to take a supplement and so, do the lifestyle.
Okay, lion's mane, it's just what it is. Pine bark, you all heard that. DHA, curcumin, you know, and Bacopa, it's B-A-C-O-P-A, and ginkgo, of course. Ginkgo has always been a little controversial.
Yes, it actually is approved in Europe under their drug approvals as a treatment.
Oh, of course it is.
Yes. But it does thin the blood a little bit. And so, yeah, I think it has more of a mixed reputation than some of the other products. But
yeah. Tell us, we don't have a whole lot of time. Sure. Tell us about your product, though, please.
Yeah, so Vivalore Memory Support is the most comprehensive memory supplement that's available. It has just, in terms of absolute amount of nutrients, it has 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other product, and it has the nutrients that have the most scientific evidence on their benefits to cognition and wide safety margins. We've seen amazing testimonials. People have benefited who have normal memory, modest memory loss, and even severe memory loss. We have some pretty amazing examples of people that one of them was able to start taking care of himself again and talking again. We've won a number of awards. So, yeah, we're here to help.
That's awesome.
And to make a difference. Yeah.
So it's spelled V-I-V-O-L-O-R. V-I-V-O-L-O-R. And it's memory support for brain health. And people, if you can share with us a little bit about the formula, what's the main ingredient, Susan?
Well, that there's 10 different ingredients. So all of the ingredients we just talked about are all in there. And it has more curcumin than any other product on the market. And we talked about how wonderful curcumin, turmeric root is. DHA, many people are taking omega-3s already. But usually it'll say 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, but you're only getting about 200 milligrams of DHA.
That's right.
It's 2,000 milligrams of DHA. Because we saw dose-related benefits, this is a lot of DHA, more curcumin than any other product, very generous doses of pine bark extract that you know are so powerful, and it has 10 different ingredients. So we're really trying to use these natural, healthy, safe, all the ingredients are generally regarded as safe by the FDA, but use enough of them to really make a difference. And it has benefited people with normal memory. People find they have energy and improved mood and clearer thinking. It's also helped people with mild memory loss and slippage, and even those with severe memory loss. So it's best, as we were saying, to start early. Don't wait. Just really take care of your brain health.
Oh, we've got to run. Susan Gibson, I hope to have you back. This was tremendous information, and the website again is?
Vivalore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com. Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We'll take a quick break and be back. I'm Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WK, WNKC. Stay tuned.
This is Full Service Radio,
AM 830,
WCRN, Worcester Metro West.
Time now for the forecast from the Boston Independence Group Weather Center. Call Jerry Doherty today at 877-772-1776. Retirement is within reach.
I'm meteorologist Jason Brewer. Here's the latest Boston 25 weather on Radio 830 WCRN. Cloudy with scattered showers, mild temperatures in the 50s this afternoon. Then we're clearing tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine is back for the end of the week. Highs near 50 tomorrow, but cooler on Friday. I'm Jason Brewer. You can hear Boston 25 live for the Morning Drive weekdays on AM 830 WCRN.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
Hey, can I help you with anything?
Yeah, I'm here for the minivan sale.
Oh, that's actually just a bait and switch ad that we use to get you here to buy a more expensive vehicle.
What?
I can get you a low monthly payment with hidden fees, you know, to exploit your ignorance. Or I could undervalue your trade-in. Let's go get that paperwork started. I've got a terrible deal for you.
Don't you wish false ads and scams were this easy to spot? Test your advertising IQ. Go to bbbadtruth.org.
Now the Frankie Boyer Show continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. And wouldn't it be great to find a doctor that you could go to that actually wants you to get well, that understands that normal does not mean anything. And it's so important. And as we know from our wonderful friend Ellie Cullen, Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough was the name of her book. And doctor, welcome to the Frankie Boyer Show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, and it's an honor for me to be here.
So you say that routine blood tests, typical blood tests are done in most doctors' offices, are not really comprehensive panels. They really don't give us the information that you need.
Yes, I think we just have to be really careful about how we interpret that. Unfortunately, in today's sick care model, where people just tend to go to the doctor when they're sick rather than for preventative purposes, a doctor's office might run some routine tests, like a CBC, which is called a complete blood count. That's the one that tells you whether you're anemic or not, or if you have leukemia, those type of issues. A comprehensive metabolic panel, you'll hear us call that a CMP, and that's the one that tells us about kidney function, liver function, electrolytes. And then most doctors will also check the cholesterol, and perhaps they'll do one thyroid test called a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Unfortunately, a lot of people these days will say, well, all my blood tests are normal, so I'm healthy. But that is far from reality. There's a lot of things that can be going on in the body, and those tests that I just mentioned that are routine are normal. An example is my husband. A few years ago, I had been nagging him about going to get his physical exam. He finally got his lab work, and we got that back before he went for the physical, and everything was normal, so he was feeling really good about it. Unfortunately, he felt a lump on his neck and asked me to feel it, and when I felt it, I knew from my experience as being a physician
that of course, we were in trouble.
I felt like he had lymphoma, and he did. And if we had just gone by the lab work and he didn't show up for his physical, he would probably not be here today. Another thing is, for instance, you could have a melanoma on your back. So the physical is just as important as getting that lab work. And a lot of people also don't understand that there are thousands and thousands of different lab tests that we can draw. I've heard people think that the lab work that they get, they think it's all-inclusive. It checks their blood type and all kinds of things. But we have to order each one of these tests separately. And so I just want people to be aware of that and empower them with this information so that they can be proactive in their own care. And the one thing you don't want to do is just get lab work done and then not show up for the physical. That's really my take-home message with that particular test.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I meant to mention that you are an author. The book is called The Other Side of Illness, Unexpected Blessings, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But as a board-certified family physician, or entrepreneur, speaker, cancer survivor yourself, with years of experience, why are we seeing so many people dying so quickly from colon and pancreatic cancer? What the heck is going on, in your opinion?
Well, it's pretty scary, but I really think lifestyle has a lot to do with it. We are bombarded with toxins in our environment and our food. You know, I think food is medicine, but unfortunately a lot of the nutrients and minerals in the soil have been depleted. But there's so much processed food and toxins, I think that has a lot to do with it. People are more stressed than they've ever been, and I think that stress is an underestimated risk factor for some of these things. But colon cancer, for instance, you know, it used to be that we would start colonoscopies at age 50, but the new guidelines are that we started at age 45. But even with that, you hear of people having colon cancer at a younger age than when our screening starts. So I think people just have to be very aware of their bodies, and if they see any change in their bowel habits or anything like that, or having stomach aches, they don't just write it off to getting bad food or this or that, but they actually go get it checked out.
This is so critical, because we just saw Christy Alley just found out a couple of weeks ago that she had colon cancer and she's now dead.
Yes, I was so sad to hear that information. I would love to know more about it. But colon cancer is one of those cancers that can be totally prevented if people get the right kind of screening. And I don't know her situation at all. But she, at 71, she should have been getting regular colonoscopies. Now, things can get missed during a colonoscopy, but most of the time the gastroenterologists are very good and the likelihood of missing something is very low. But that's not a test that a lot of people like to do because they don't like to go through the prep. It's not a comfortable thing, but it is life-saving. And so I would highly encourage people to do that. And if they don't have any family history or other risk factors, they could do the Cologuard, which is a new test you may have heard about. That they can order through a doctor's prescription and do a self-test at home. Now, if it's abnormal, they'll still have to have a colonoscopy, but that is maybe a little bit easier first step, only for people that are not at high risk. You know, when I was 50, I went and had mine done, no family history, but I had polyps, and they were the type that could have become cancer had I not done that. Same thing with my husband. And so you just don't know. And we have no cancer history in our family, colon cancer. So it's just a really important test to have done.
Yes. I think that we need to know more about what we're doing and why we're getting, as you say, could it be the foods? Could it be the lack of nutrients? Could it be the toxins? Where do we even turn?
Well, there's other things, too, is I think that most people tend to be acidic. And, you know, in medical school, they didn't talk too much about
pH balance, but we know now that cancers and other illnesses, viruses, bacteria, and all that tend to grow in an acidic environment. And there's so many things that we eat and drink that can make us more acidic. For instance, coffee and alcohol, those make us more acidic. Vitamin C, even though it's an acid, it turns alkaline in the body, and that helps keep us more balanced. One thing I would tell people not to do is to go and buy pH water that's an 8 or a 9 that's more alkaline unless they know what their actual pH balance is, because you can actually cause problems if you're too alkaline, just like you can if you're too acidic. But these aren't things that are talked about in routine office visits because most doctors are not trained that way. This is more functional medicine that I'm talking about now. But I do think because more and more people drink alcohol just to relieve stress, and everybody loves their coffee. Those are two things that can make us more acidic.
No, everyone loves coffee, and they don't realize they don't realize that the coffee is going to throw off the balance of the alkaline versus acidity in the body.
Exactly. So I think that there's just I don't think there's one answer to your question. I think it's a lot of different things, multifactorial between foods and lifestyle, and just how we are in America now, fast-paced everything. You know, there's a couple of other tests that I wanted to mention too about when normal isn't, if that would be okay.
Yes, please.
So, mammogram, for instance, this is something that I'm passionate about. Especially, I had breast cancer last year. And I've always known this as a physician, but again, I don't think that everyone really understands this. When we order a mammogram on a patient, that's considered a screening mammogram, and they do two different views. Well, that mammogram can be reported as normal, but it may not actually be normal if the person has dense breast tissue. So the first thing that I would tell women to know is if they have dense breast tissue or not. And if they do, I highly recommend they have an ultrasound as well, because mammography is just not as good in dense tissue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
right.
So that's
and then we love, and thermography is also wonderful as well.
Yes, thermography is good too. But my mammogram was normal, and 8 months later it was still normal. But I insisted on the ultrasound because I saw a change in my breast, and the ultrasound's what picked up the breast cancer. So just some information for your listeners with that.
So powerful. This knowledge, so powerful, doctor. It really is so important. It really is. Yeah. And if you're not comfortable with something happening, you know your body better than the doctor.
That's
God bless
exactly
them,
right.
But you know your body. So you
That's
and
what
you
I tell
fought
everyone.
For yourself. Yeah.
You so, really have to listen to your body and continue to ask questions if you feel like something's not right, despite what you're being told is normal.
Yes. We are getting ready for a break. We have one more segment with the doctor, and then she's off to a live television appearance. But we're so thrilled she's with us. The Other Side of Illness is her book, Unexpected Blessings. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back with Dr. Robin Hull. Robin Hull right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. She's board certified family physician, entrepreneur, author, speaker, cancer survivor with over 30 years of experience. And the best website is, doctor?
Well, I just sold my practice, Destination Health, but you can still find the history about me on that website, www.destinationhealth.com, or individuals can reach out to me at drrobinhullauthor@gmail.com.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer, WCRN WADK and WNKC. Stay tuned.
honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Listening to the Frankie Boyer Show. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. And remember, everybody, WCRNradio.com is where you can go to listen to past shows. We're so excited about that. And let's welcome back our doctor. And your book is not out yet. I'm so sorry. It's going to be called The Other Side of It.
Yes. The other side
with
of
us, and Dr. Hall, you were one of the first to stand out and say, "I'm not going to do traditional medicine. I'm going to be a concierge physician. I'm going to treat an individual. I'm going to give them personalized medicine. I'm not going to go with the mainstream. And normal doesn't always mean okay."
Exactly. I had a thriving medical practice here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for years. But in the model, you had 5 to 7 minutes to see a person, and that was not what I was trained to do. I was trained to take care of the whole person, and a couple of situations happened that really made me take this leap of faith and start all over again in midlife, and one of them was a young woman coming in that had a date rape. And she told the front desk it was for a sore throat. Well, I just couldn't pat her on the hand and say, "Well, I'm sorry that that happened, but my time is up," and walk to the next room. And so there was a lot of naysayers. People thought that I was absolutely crazy to take that risk. Nobody knew what concierge medicine was. But it's been so rewarding, and I know that there are many lives that I've saved that I wouldn't have if I had been in that other situation. And now in this area, they say I was a trailblazer in that field. But now I can really look at each individual, what their individual health history is, and make treatment recommendations accordingly.
I think it's so powerful. I want to go back to some of the tests that you're talking about that are not always the best, including stress tests. And I tell us about stress tests.
Well, this is one of my pet peeves. Unfortunately, there are places that still do stress tests as a screening test for heart disease, and it should never be used as a screening test. It's fine to use if someone's having symptoms, and there are different types of stress tests. So I'm just talking the basic run-of-the-mill walking on the treadmill, because you have to have more than 70% blockage in your artery for that test to be abnormal. So somebody could go in and do a stress test or have an EKG, and the doctor or provider tells them everything's good, and they can go home and die of a heart attack later that day. And that has happened. So that's not a good way. Yes, that is not a good way to know if you have heart disease or not. There are other tests to do. And even with a calcium score that's popular, it's a CT scan, that only tells you if you have calcified plaque. It doesn't tell you if you have soft plaque in your arteries. And it's the soft plaque in the arteries that can break off and cause a clot and therefore the heart attack. And so there are other specialized blood tests. And something that we call a CIMT is the carotid intimal medial thickness test, and it helps us know if there is plaque in the carotids. And if there's plaque in the carotids, there's probably plaque in the heart as well. And so that's just something that I want people to know so that they can be proactive and get the right care.
Oh, wow. Love this. This is such powerful information. Someone wants to know about calcification. How serious is it?
Well, if you have calcified plaque, that means the plaque is more stable. And so if you're going to have plaque, that's what you want. You want it to be calcified. A lot of people don't realize we can reverse it. I don't even think they're teaching that in medical school, but they're is a lot of evidence-based research to show that that's true. And most of it, again, goes back to lifestyle. And I could do a whole segment just on the heart and heart disease and root causes that people don't have any idea are associated with one another.
Tell me a little bit about what you would love to see us do to keep our hearts healthy.
Well, the main thing is to make sure that you are a normal weight and you're exercising regularly. That's one thing that you've heard from doctors forever, but it's the truth. The lifestyle is everything, is getting good rest, exercising regularly. And if you have sleep apnea, that needs to be taken care of, because sleep apnea, there's a lot of people that have that are undiagnosed, and that can lead to heart failure. It can lead to dementia, and it is an underlying risk factor. We want to eat whole foods, fruits and vegetables. Make sure you get enough fish oil and antioxidants like that. The cholesterol is a whole other topic in of itself, because we've always heard about the LDL cholesterol. But what we know now is it's much more than that.
I think we lost the doctor.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know what happened, but wow. Okay, we'll try and get her back. Ted, if you can try and get her back.
I'm on it.
He is on it, yes. She is absolutely, I was so impressed with her at my summit. I met Dr. At a summit, that I do. And I was just so impressed with her because I think it's what she's talking about. She understands how powerful.
Sorry.
How powerful. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I was just saying I'm so thrilled that I got an opportunity to meet you, Doctor, because you're giving us information that we should be getting every day and we're not. And that's the part that's so disturbing. And someone wants to know what you can do when you wake up in the middle of the night and you cannot fall back to sleep. Is there a supplement or something you can do?
Well, I am a big fan of meditation, and there's some great apps that you can download. One's called Calm, another one's called Headspace. I don't get any kickback from any of those. Those are just a couple that I've used. Another one's called Thinktuition, and I find that to be very helpful for me if that occurs. Melatonin can be used, but it's not something that's going to kick in right away.
Right.
I think a lot of the waking up in the middle of the night has to do with what happened before you went to bed. Like, were you on your cell phone? Were you on your computer? Did you have caffeine late in the afternoon? A lot of those type of things that we call sleep hygiene are important.
All of that's so important. But we don't realize that, you know, if this is habitual, it's happening more times than not, then there's, it could be hormonal imbalance as well.
Yes, there's a lot of other factors that would need to be looked into. You know, what kind of stress the person's under, if their hormones aren't balanced, that is a huge situation. And if they have thyroid issues. And so there's not one-size-fit-all answer to that question. It really needs to be looked at individually.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You are just an absolute delight. We will have you back. I'm hoping we can have you back on a regular basis because you're tremendous. You're giving out tremendous, tremendous information. We'll have you back when your book is out. But Dr. Robin Hall, give us the website that people can read about you as well.
Well, the history of Destination Health, which was the concierge practice I founded, is at www.destinationhealth.com. I'm working on another website that's just about me and my preventative medicine passion and about the book. And hopefully that website will be up in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you so much, Doctor. And thank all of you. Another fabulous program. I thank all of you. This has been another fabulous program right here on WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. Thank you all so much for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile, tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Listening to the Frankie Boyer Show and your host, Frankie Boyer.